This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, March 15th. God's word to you today is, check it. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews 11 verse 13 from the King James Version, and it says, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth." In your walk with God, you will inevitably get to points where you will need to choose. The Bible talks about it in Hebrews 11 verse 10 from the King James Version, which says, "For he looked for a city which have foundations, whose builder and maker is God." The Bible says they saw the city, the promise from afar off, so they could not settle. Many of them died without entering the promise, but God still called them generals of faith. Jesus spoke about such faith in the parable of the persistent widow in Luke 18. He said in Luke 18 verse 8, "But when the Son of Man returns, how many will he find on the earth who have faith?" The kind of faith that will persistently push for a favorable judgment and not buckle or back down. I have heard people give God ultimatums. One lady in particular said, "God, I am giving you this year to perform. I have been a good girl since I got born again. If after this year you do not perform, I cannot guarantee you anything. Whatever happens from then on is your fault." When she is far gone and forgotten, God will still be God. We have to embrace the sovereignty of God and understand that it is for our own good. We always win at the end. If we have not won, then check. It is not the end yet. Listen to the list of temptations that follow. Identify the ones you struggle with and write them down. If yours is not stated here, then write it down. Remember, this is between you and God. Admitting is the first step to freedom. The list is as follows: cheating at work or at play, going to prayer houses, spiritual consultants, etc., instead of trusting God yourself, laziness, crossing boundaries with the opposite sex, drinking, gossiping about others. Daniel and his friends were far away from home. They could have rationalized any behavior. The paradigm in the Old Testament was that God is in one location, the temple. For us in the New Testament, our paradigm is that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We carry God around. Daniel and his friends were kilometers from the temple, but they still feared God. We are carrying the temple, carrying God around, and we do not fear God. Something is wrong with that. Let us pray. Father, fill me afresh with the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, so that I will delight in obeying you at all times. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.